For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we read from John chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. After feeding the 5,000, the apostles get into a boat and they begin to cross the sea. And as they're going along, they see Jesus walking towards them on the water. And they're afraid. They want to take Jesus into the boat, but immediately they arrive at the shore. They see Jesus walking on water, and he tells them not to be afraid. Do not be afraid by what you're seeing. Don't be afraid by the miracles that you're about to see. And don't be afraid also about what I'm about to tell you. Remember, we're in the Gospel of John chapter 6, the Bread of Life Discourse. Don't be afraid that I've just fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Don't be afraid that I can make food out of nothing. Don't be afraid that the people want to carry me off to be king. Don't be afraid that I can walk on water. I'm going to tell you something even more amazing. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have life. Jesus is about to say something even more radical than they've seen or heard before. He's going to do something for them that they cannot yet comprehend. This is what Jesus gives to us in the Eucharist. And so as he walks on the water through the storm and he calls out to them not to be afraid, but rather brings them safely to the place they were going, he's preparing them. And just so in this time of Eucharistic revival, the Lord wants to prepare us too. He wants to prepare us not to be afraid of this truth, that we need to eat his flesh and drink his blood. We need the Eucharist in our lives. He wants us not to be afraid of this radical truth, this challenging truth, that he gives himself to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity under the form of bread and wine. Do not be afraid. Jesus who walks on water, Jesus who heals the sick, Jesus who raises the dead can do this thing too. And he gives it to you and to me. He gives himself to us. And so as much as we might want to take him into the boat with us, he actually is the one who is taking us to that place that we hope for, to our destination. He is the one who is going to give us that safe passage through his body and blood broken and given to us. Jesus brings us safely to heaven. God bless you.